Coming Home to Myself by Wynonna Judd with Patsy Bale Cox. Read by Ellen Archer. Copyright 2005 by Wynonna Judd. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Wynonna Judd and the William Morris Agency, and was produced in the year 2005 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. My pop once told me, if you don't make a decision in life, life will make the decision for you. It was the fall of 2003, and my doctor had told me that my cholesterol and triglyceride levels were dangerously high. I was at great risk for a heart attack, a walking time bomb. I was terrified that if people found out about it, everyone would focus on my health instead of my music. But as much as I wanted to hide my health scare, I was spent, physically, mentally, and spiritually. I felt like my body was giving out, and knew that if I didn't make a life change soon, I would surely die. It seemed like I was working myself half to death, yet not getting ahead financially. I was still reeling from the secrets that had been kept from me all my life. And while I needed to take some time off to take care of myself, I was crushingly aware that I supported a great many families. It seemed overwhelming. Looking back, I now realize that the decision I made to call my manager, Carrie Hansen, about my concerns was the beginning of coming home to myself. Carrie Hansen, I said, we need to talk. Carrie says when I'm really upset about something, I always use her first and last name. Why, what's wrong? Carrie asked. Are you okay? No, I'm not. I'm not okay at all, I answered in a calm, matter-of-fact tone.